Alrighty, hello everyone out there, and welcome to a very special episode of Rock and Rollin' Dolls. Recently, we reached 100 subscribers, and it made me very happy. Although YouTube still didn't give me my unique ID, because I don't think we qualify because if we're 18 plus. So, once again, the system has fucked us over. Alright. Like, I don't know. For real. That kind of pissed me off. Anyway, but that's okay. We still made it to 100 subscribers. It's been a slow and painful process. We've done this for 5 months, 6 months, something like that. Slowly building up an audience, getting ourselves up to the top. And now we're finally here. Now our next goal is 1,000, which I'm both literally not certain we'll get, just because that's a lot of people. And then on top of a lot of people, the fact that I have a feeling once we hit like actual monetization levels of YouTube, that is when they are going to start having an issue with what we do. So it's both a thin line of, do I actually want to make it there? But, you know, but we'll cross it when we get there, you know. But real quick, the point of this this stream, as it were, is essentially say that I appreciate both you, the audience that listens, watches, all that good stuff. But more importantly than that, also, I think I've been posting the wrong link, but that's okay. So anyway, moral of the story is I just wanted to appreciate the audience. And then I want to just kind of have the members here that could make it. Just wanted to thank them personally. Specifically, Finberry there. He's been here since the start. Yellow Neck for showing up and just making very racist Asian commentary.
Yo.
Yep. So anyway, real quick here, though, Finn, if you would like to say some words or anything.
Sure thing. So, everyone out there in YouTube land, hopefully you're having a good afternoon, morning, or evening, wherever you are. Just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone. Joining us in each week has been fun. It's been great to be able to show my growing gradual collection of dolls and accessories and fashion and all sorts of things. And just getting together with like-minded people and sharing this wonderful hobby, this lifestyle. That I've tumbled into. It's great to have people coming along and watching each week, having comments and questions and things that happen even after the stream as well. So it's a bubbling community of people who get together and talk about the wonderful world of dolls.
Absolutely.
Both those who are interested and those who have them. So a big thank you from here in New Zealand, all of my girls all together. Just wanting to say a big high five to all the guests. Our Captain Nightmare, and those who are going to join us in the future. So looking forward to wonderful, wonderful times. So big thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate that, Finberry. Now, real quick, Chloe has something to say, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just pull that up real quick. I know everyone loves these Chloe videos. So let me just... that probably take me about 10 seconds because... Oh, no, it'll actually load up in browsers. Perfect. That means we'll... When it loads up in browser, it means it's a lot easier to get the audio to come through the stream. this software actually makes all this stuff pretty easy. This Elgato stuff is amazing compared to anything else I've ever used. So,
hi, everyone.
Oh, there she is. Let me just get her on video. All right. And here is a small message from Chloe.
Hi, everyone. Chloe here, and a big moo moo cow thank you to everyone who subscribed to Rock and Roll and Dolls. Wow! We've reached 100 subs, that's an amazing achievement. Chloe feels like showing her boobs in gratitude and thanks. Eheheheh.
Hell yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's great, Finn. That's great.
Hi, everyone.
Oops, wrong button. No, that's great, Finn. That's great. Chloe's wonderful.
Thank you. She was quite excited when I told her about this today, saying that she's slowly but surely getting more and more fans coming up and saying, oh, there's Chloe, and it's becoming more recognizable, which is nice.
Oh, absolutely.
But she just couldn't contain herself and wanted to say a big thank you to everyone.
No, absolutely. That's amazing. That is amazing. Very happy. Hell yeah. Let's see. Let's just go through a few comments. We got M26XB says, congratulations. Got Cam the products. Sup with it. Then he said, sup Finn. Good to catch you guys in person. And then hashtag doll life. Hell yeah. Yeah, and then Sing Agency, I just came. Hello, everyone. Congratulations for 102 subs, which, yes, thank you. No, I mean, don't think, you know, I mean, I appreciate the congratulations, but I just got to humbly thank you guys for subscribing. Yeah. Wasn't ever sure where this was going to lead. I know we mostly just leech off of Ricky's audience, but that's real people who actually listen continuously. It's only about 40 people, so... And that's about accurate because we started off with about 38 or 40 subs right off the bat. So this last 60 has just been, you know, a nice long grind just trying to put out good content. All right. Well, I'm going to head over to you, Yellowneck, because I know you don't have a lot of words to say about our 100 subs, but you'll come up with something nice to tell them.
Good job, you degenerates.
That's right. Let's give a round of applause for degeneracy. Hell yeah. All right. Oh, Sing Agent. Now, this is just a little 100 sub thing we're just doing just to celebrate. Because as you probably noticed last week's episode, oh, and then he deleted that, but that's okay. But yeah, so basically last week's episode was like 4 hours long. I plan on tomorrow's stream being a nice, concise 100 hours. Holy shit. I meant to say like about 100 minutes, roughly an hour and a half, but hour and a half to 2 hours, you know, so I don't want it to go too long. So if we add this into top on top of that, of what we have tomorrow, on top of what Kazumi's wanting to do, it'll end up being a 4 hour stream again. And I just don't think, maybe I'm wrong. I just don't think people want that, but maybe they do. I don't know. That's why we're here to ask. Cause I want everyone out there in the audience. I want everyone out there in the audience to, put suggestions, you know, what do you guys like to see? What do you guys like to see? And also, I have you on screen, Brian. If you want to, I know you're the newest member, but maybe briefly just talk about maybe your experiences with the Discord or, you know, YouTube and all this stuff for you. What's it mean to you?
Yeah, I'm the new guy. I've only been here a few times, so I appreciate you having me on and talking about the dolls and how, you know, they've changed my life. The lifestyle, I think a lot of us kind of fell into and embraced. They're a lot of fun, and it's nice to be with like-minded people. Gosh, I'm kind of at a loss for words, but yeah, we have a good time, and Fenberry's, you know, got us making voices and making slideshows and stuff and having fun.
Yep, I bet he does. Yeah, no, absolutely. Now Finn's it's been a, I don't want to be too wouldn't be too weird about it, but you know, he's been a source of inspiration for me as well. Been very very motivating. Good to have somebody kind of behind the scenes there to talk to from time to time, gets his thoughts
And we want to thank you the most. I mean, you really introduced us to this whole platform and this whole community, because before that I just felt like I was just alone. You know, people say, wow, you're so happy, what's going on? It's like, well, I can't talk about it, and I can't talk about why, but
yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. What do you got going on here? Finberry just showing off Pagey, mm-hmm. Little Pagey. Actually, that is cute. Little Pagey. So mm-hmm. She is by far the smallest, well, adult sized doll I've ever seen.
I was quite surprised when she turned up.
Oh yeah. No, she's great. I saw your, cause you sent me a couple pictures, as you know, but I've seen around all the pictures posting her in that new dress there, and she looks fucking fantastic. Excuse me. But yeah, no, she looks great. Yeah, you don't be afraid to show her off. That's what the audience wants. Oh yeah. No, she looks great. You figured out the wig a little bit, looks like
A little bit more, yes. I was actually sent an instructional video of 25 seconds from the manufacturer, who said that there's some specific ways to make sure that it actually sits a bit better on her head.
Oh, that's that's fascinating. Yeah. Again, yeah, I was just about to say, Hanny and them are, like I said, become a very decent company for just being a cheap doll manufacturer. Yeah. Like, they've come a long way. They're sending videos on how to do shit. But yeah, no, that's great. No, she's wonderful. And then, yeah, let's see here. Some of the comments. I've been just kind of putting them on thing there. But yeah, let's welcome Cam, the product. If we appreciate you coming aboard, like what's his name here says. And then people say, hello, Brian. What's up, Brian? And then I guess that's Cam. That's Melly. I mean, that's probably his doll's account, which is awesome. Love when I see stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, yep, welcome aboard. We like Paige. Hell yeah. Paige, nice swimsuit. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Looks like Brian's thing reset on him there. But yeah, anyway, no, that's great. Like I said, let me bring my. Oh, yeah, there we go. Let me bring myself up on the screen. I'll briefly just talk about what this, not just with this YouTube channel shit, but, you know, what dolls have meant to me for quite a while. You know, give you a perfect example here. You know, dolls are inspirational in their own way, whether it be, you know, dressing them up or, you know, taking the pictures or just fucking them, you know, whatever you're into. But at the end of the day, the doll adds something. Like, in fact, earlier when I was, because I was running late, we were originally wanting to do this closer to our normal time, but I, you know, my first night off of the week. So I was like, you know, I slept like a fucking rock, but you know, I kind of get up. It's like, whatever, that would have been about 10:30 something. And I'm just kind of laying in bed. I'm trying to get out of bed. And then it's like, it's this little cutie right here though. It gives me the inspiration to get out of bed, you know? And when you feel weak, tired, you kind of just pick her up and you take her off. And then I put her in a new shirt and while I'm changing her, it just, your whole attitude in life changes. There's something about them that just gives you this strength when you feel that you don't have it. I don't know how else to describe it. I know I'm probably sounding like a crazy person, but there's just something about it. Like, you know, having them to get out of the bed gives me the motivation to get out of bed, you know? Mm. You know?
Amen to that.
Yeah, it's weird. In fact, actually, let me see if I can bring this up on screen just real quick. I have a little inspirational meme I made with Quad Chan.
Oh.
Let's see, where did I post that? Or if I even posted it? No, I know I've posted it. Just give me one second. Probably under doll pictures. Like, it's nothing all that great. It's just this little thing. I got this kind of nice shot of her in the light. And she talks about how being other people's inspiration is her inspiration. And it's very, very retarded. Just what you'd expect from a Quad Chan. Let me go ahead and switch that for real quick. Yeah, here it was. Sometimes being someone else's inspiration can inspire you to be your best. And I thought those were some loving words from a Quad Chan.
I think so.
Yes. But yeah, dolls are great. I don't know what else to really say, honestly, guys. Dolls are fucking wonderful. You know, I don't talk a lot about the emotional stuff. You know, I'm one of those old school kind of guys. You keep your feelings on the inside. But I mean, I got to tell you, these dolls have, they've done things to me that, you know, they've repaired parts of me that I didn't even know were completely broken. So they've been wonderful. I won't go into some gay ass fucking monologue, but you guys know what I'm saying. As I'm sure they have for Finn and Brian, and maybe not you, Yellow Neck. I think you still just need a really good hooker.
Some days. Most.
Yeah. But no, the dolls are great. That's the point of this. And that's why we fight to keep these dolls going. You know, last couple years have brought nothing but adversity towards these dolls. Evil people that would have us give them up so they could be happy. Evil people that would rather them not exist so we'll step in line to society. You guys know what I'm talking about out there. But we're not going to put them down. We're not going to fucking willingly put them down anyway. You know, we're going to keep pushing forward. They bring us joy, our inspirations. We got better things to focus on in life. And the dolls can be there to give us that little boost when we need them. And we can focus on our goals. And that's what's wonderful about dolls. Wouldn't you guys agree? They're there when you need them. And they don't.
I totally agree.
And they don't hold you back. So. It looks like Brian's coming back here. He probably has more to talk about that if he wants to. Oh, let's see. Elaborate. What do you want me to elaborate on? The things it did to me emotionally, or Because like I said, I don't like to talk about that stuff. Oh, yeah? Wait, do I have background music playing right now?
No, I think if we're talking about inspirational words, moments of motivation, might be good to have some rousing music to send us off. That's not copyright.
Oh, okay. I agree to that. But hold on. Real quick, though, to the Melly Muse there and Cam. Let me tell you something. These people I'm talking about, they're called the U.S. government and every other government in every other country. Look at poor Finn. Like, I mean, I know he loves his girls, but he's limited to very certain ones. And I consider that just straight up. I mean, it's not in America, so it is literally un-American. And I stand for nothing but the original American way. So, you know, I just won't stand for it. Here in America, though, just literally at the end of the last year, thankfully it didn't pass, but we had an act called Creeper 2.0. And Creeper 2.0 would have basically made it illegal to own a doll in the United States of America. And I know what you guys think. It says childlike. But I want you to remind you guys of every incident we've seen over the last fucking 3 years. Piper Akira in the UK, childlike. Elsa Babe 158 with, what was it, E Cup or some crazy shit, was considered childlike. So who's to say the doll sitting right next to you in your homes that you own, you pay for, you have every right to do whatever the fuck you want in them, wouldn't be considered childlike. And then all of a sudden, you're branded a criminal. And here those motherfuckers come, knocking at the door. And that's the thing I've always tried to remind people. You might think, oh, my doll's not childlike, but that guy's is. But then, if they come for his, they're coming for yours next. Guaranteed. Because they don't pass laws like that to protect children. Because laws like that don't protect children. They protect dolls, which are fictional creatures. What they really want is an excuse to take all the dolls. So you'll step your ass right back in line, get right back on that plantation, start banging those fat chicks again. Get that population up. We can't become China. We're going to have to fight them in a couple years. See what I'm saying here? Oh, to clarify, it was really just the childlike, but there is no specification. Like Paige right there, she'd be considered childlike, guaranteed. They'd say she's 106 centimeters. Don't matter if she has tits. She could be 16. She should, you know, no, telling you. We cannot allow those types of laws to ever come into effect. Which I know you and Melody there and you and Cam are probably new to my stream, but no, we don't stand for the adversity any dolls fucking period. I don't give a shit what they look like. Period. If somebody wants to fucking diddle a fucking doll that looks like a six-year-old, that's between them and their fucking living God. It ain't between him and his fucking government. Understand what I'm saying here? But anyway, I don't want to go into that too much. I just wanted to explain to people that those are the people that are always coming for the dolls. Mm. Okay, you're in Australia. Okay, I didn't realize that. Out here, well, that means you got the brunt of the worst of all of this, I would almost say. What do you think, Finberry? You think Australia got it worse than New Zealand?
I definitely think so. And there's been speculation and concern that it could eventually change and become worse. For now, the government here seems to be relatively straight, but there's always that feeling of concern and fear, particularly, for example, for Paige. Her coming in, 106 centimeter doll, she's very busty and very adult looking, but there was still something in the back of my mind thinking, what would happen if I've paid all this money, I've organized all the invoices, I've paid all my tax, everything else is all done, and then she gets to the border, and someone else decides that this is a child somehow.
Yeah, for again, childlike. Artificial reasons. Oh, well, because remember, a childlike doll doesn't necessarily mean looks like it's eight. It means any doll deemed to be underage in your, you know, where you live. So, you know, Paige, I think she looks like she's probably, like, I think we talked about this when you got her. I think she looks like kind of like a 20-year-old girl, but, or, you know, modeled closer to that. But, you know, they might say, oh, well, she looks like she's 16. And technically that's childlike. You know, you got to remember that that's where you got to be real close. You know, you got to be careful with that. You can't let them walk on these little razor edges like that and just kind of, you know, because they'll use it as an excuse to just take anything and everything they fucking want. I don't know. Real quick, it probably isn't that bad, but I'm just saying. I see a time where if they can take them, they will. I don't know. Look, you got to understand. Like here in America, I use the closest thing in Yellowneck can speak to this. It's the gun shit, right? Think about this. Yellowneck will back me up on this. In the last 10 years, we have lost more fucking rights to guns than we had in the entirety of our entire history of America. And
we have lost more rights in general.
Yeah, well, I'm just using the guns as an example of the doll. And it starts off small, doesn't it, Yellowneck? It's all, well, those nasty AR-15s, you know, they shot up those schools, right? And then they take a little bit more, and now it's that we can't have fucking 30 capacity round or magazines, and then we can't fucking buy the ammo anymore, and then so on and so forth. And how long before that's what they do to the dolls? That's all I'm saying. Like they use one excuse, and then they'll keep building and building and building. That's all I'm saying. And I just don't want that shit to happen to the dolls. I mean, because as much as I love my guns being here in America, I got to say, I think the dolls have a far more intrinsic value for everyone. And I just want people to have the dolls. But yeah. Oh, Melody is 27. All right, on. But real quick, let me read some of these comments here. And then I will we'll continue here. I don't know. We're just kind of bullshitting here. Anyway, Sting Agency says, there are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way, right? Oh, that's what you were saying. It ain't that bad. Well, who knows? I'm just throwing it out there that I see in America specifically. There's these patterns of let's take one little thing, one little thing, one little, you know, they you know what I'm saying? So the classic, like if you attack the head, then the body will fall. They don't have to take all away at once. Just hit a little couple weak spots, and then the whole thing collapses. You know, once people can't buy like 100, I mean, let's be honest, when there's only 160 centimeter plus dolls left in America, nobody's going to own one. They all weigh 100 some pounds. They don't look like what a lot of people want. Cause even if you want to, you know, you can call us all pedophiles if that's what you want. But you know, I like a cute looking Japanese girl who could vaguely be between that age range of 17 to like 20. I'll say it, you know, cute Japanese girls are cute. And a lot of them are 30 and still look like they're 15. But I guess if the doll looks like the girl and she looks 15 in real life, you know, she's 30, I guess the doll is illegal. You see the logic they'll use. But anyway, let me read this. Sorry, I'm going all out of the fucking place. Anyway, why? Because while the I can't read that word.
Truncheon.
Okay, may be used to lie you
in lieu.
Oh, see, you want to read that? I apologize. You're far better than me at this.
Open. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth.
Absolutely. All right, and then the truth is there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there? V for Vendetta, yep. True that, Melody is 20, okay. It is about dolls being equal to people, what is being projected. Yeah, we've talked about this on a, I think it was your birthday episode, actually, where it's this weird idea that they want to project human rights onto dolls, and dolls are not people. And that's where we were like, do you respect your dolls? And I think we came to the conclusion that we respect them for what they do, but not what they are, in the sense that dolls are not people, I think is where we, something concluded to that. I don't remember. I was probably hammered, but I remember we had this exact conversation. maybe if somebody can get you in here. And then Jassy's here, and then MX20. Or M26XB said, hi, y'all. I don't know. You guys okay if Cam comes on here? I don't know. He's somebody from another server.
Cam's from Dolls and Mankind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. You and Finn and Brian there know him. I mean, I'll send them the thing, but I mean, I just want to make sure. All of our show.
We had a nice chat the other night. I was all up in arms about the same thing, how people react to the dolls and how some of us, you know, we use the dolls. For me, you know, it's companionship. It's a surrogate. It's emotional support. She's a sex doll. She can't help being built that way. But they don't make beautiful dolls that look like her that aren't. So, okay, so she has that ability, but doesn't mean I have to use her that way. I have Kaylee back there. I've got another doll named Ari, and she's looks like she's a college girl, you know, and we've had a few, you know, toss rolls in the hay, whatever you want to call it, But this is my daughter. I mean, I'm never going to get married. I'm never going to have kids. So I won't get the best, but I don't have to get all the tragic stuff that I hear has happened to many people.
Yep. All right. Well, real quick, I'm going to invite him, I guess, here to our server. Once you're in the server, you'll see where we're at inside of the Discord chat.
The girls are hoping you show their video. I got booted for a few minutes there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I could throw that on there. Yeah, let me just...
And I was laughing because, you know, Kaylee actually did make a comment about hitting 1,000.
Yeah, yeah. All right, give me one second.
Hopefully it's not too...
Maybe figure out...
you know, Fenn, you know how the girls can be sometimes.
don't let them control you too much now.
You know, we personify them, do we not? They all have personality and their own way of us, I guess, you know, channeling our personality through them and make life very pleasant. Make life very pleasant and very less lonely.
All right. Absolutely. But real quick here, let me bring that up. What did you put that under? Chloe says, here it is.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind, Fenn. I wanted to ask about the dinosaur.
Yeah, that's all good. I'm certain. Let me get this brought up on screen here. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Fucking. Okay, cool. What's up? Let me just get it going through the audio of the stream real quick, and then we'll lay that.
And then I want to talk about Fenn's dinosaur.
Look, everyone needs a Bruno in their life. I think she even comes in pink if you want it to be a little more girly.
Bruno?
Yeah, that's Bruno. You don't know about Bruno? Haven't you read his legendary literature works?
Didn't know about Pedo Bear or Bruno.
Oh, okay. First things first. Bruno is nowhere near as bad as Pedo Bear.
No.
But Bruno is pretty good. I love Bruno. Bruno is
sweet. He looks sweet.
Yeah, Bruno is a character Fenn uses in his little, like, what do you call those? I just call them, like, little, like, comics, but even though they're, like, obviously not drawn, but, you know.
They are comics to me, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because like, but those are great. Those are wonderful. I love those. Like, because he works at the, what do they call it, the meat and grill?
Yeah, so Bruno is a genericosaurus.
Which I love.
Which is fantastic. He is a herbivore, even though Chloe interviewed him at some point to find out what was going on, because he turned up all of a sudden and all of his family's gone. Mm. So wanted to find out, does he have a family, for example? But at the end of all of this, Bruno is a part-time worker at the Meat and Grill, which is a rib and barbecue restaurant owned by Mr. Raptor.
Yes. Real quick, Helm, I'm going to just mute you for a quick second, because I'm hearing some background wind noise. So just 1 second.
What's up, there, fellas?
Hey. Yeah, just one quick second. Yeah, we can hear you. Just real quick, I'm going to let Fenn finish real quick, and I'll get you on the screen, and you can tell your message, man.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Anyway, so there you go, Fenn. If you want to just finish up real quick, and we'll get him on. You can his message to the world.
Yes, Bruno is an ongoing character in my comics, and he's only just met the wonderful Paige. Mm. So there'll be a comic out pretty soon for the wonderful world, because Paige goes absolutely crazy for dinosaurs. So we'll see what happens.
Hell yeah.
Bruno's really good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, Bruno's good. I recommend you go back because you keep those. What's the name of that website you host them on? I always forget the name. Imgar or something?
Imgar, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I recommend you send those to Brian. He'll get a kick out of most of those. They're pretty good.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love it.
Yeah, no, like I said. Like,
about 86.
Except I'm hearing a lot of noise from Cam's mic.
I guess he's only muted on the stream side. I guess you
should. Oh, that's good. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I got okay.
It's okay.
Well, yeah, real quick, let me go ahead and get Hayden's message out here, and we'll
Hayden's our host.
Yes, I'll go ahead and get her message, and then I will get him on. Just give me 1 second. Sorry about
all the girls were very excited, but you know, we're kind of new. We're very excited, they were really wanted to do something.
Hell yeah. All right, let me go ahead and play this real quick.
A milestone for your YouTube channel. Congratulations, Captain Nightmare. Your channel now has 100 subscribers. Yay. Hoo hoo. Hee hee hee. Sierra and I couldn't be happier for you. Unless, of course, you got another doll.
Congratulations, Captain Nightmare. You've reached 100 subscribers. Do you want a medal? I've got sunshine flying out of my ass for you. Hit 1,000 and I'll come there myself and give you a blow job.
Congratulations, Captain Nightmare. We are all so excited for you. Yay! Tee hee hee.
Congratulations, Captain Nightmare. You've hit the 100 mark. Well done. Maybe you could celebrate with a foot-long sub. Or Quadchon could give you a hand job. Oh, that's right, she doesn't have any. Are you going to punch me in the face now too? Ha 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 ha. We love you guys. Daddy, let me put my treehouse back up. I'm so happy to be staying and seeing Chloe and her new sister Paige and all the girls. But he says we will be watching for the wolves. With everyone's help, we will be chasing them off. See you soon. We love all you guys and dolls. We want to be staying friends.
Oh, that's...
Isn't she sweet?
Yeah.
That was amazing. Well done, Brian.
Yeah, I like that. Your dolls are very sarcastic. I see that.
Yes.
I see that. All righty. No, that's great. Great. Real quick. Let me get Cam on here now. Let's go ahead and throw his thing there, and then let me unmute him for the stream. That's just so I could. Yep. All right. There you go. Hey.
Yeah, I'll be real quick because I'm like outside waiting on this bus. You feel me? Anyways, what's happening, y'all? I'm Cam. I'm the owner of Melody. Good to be able to meet you guys in person, even virtually. But real quick, yeah, I just wanted to say, man, like, me personally, I don't really have a problem with, like, dolls over a certain height. Like, I do get what you're saying, like, it does kind of limit, like, I get it, because I do have 100 centimeter, and she don't look like a tiger, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The thing I was talking to Brian about yesterday was, look, if you're honestly not doing nothing suspicious with Hayden, I mean, you should be that voice, you feel me, to say and to stand up and show, like, look, okay, yeah, it might be some other goofballs who be using their doll in that way, you feel me? But, you can't deny the fact that to the outside world, those who are not in the community are going to look at it kind of suspiciously, you feel me? Because they're from the outside. They don't understand, you know what I'm saying? And so I think it's important that, you know what, if it's dudes around that do have these childlike, because let's be real, they faces is childlike, you feel me? Mm-hmm. If there are dudes that are not using them like that, then yo, fucking use your platform to kind of demonstrate, you feel me? To like show and prove, like, look, it ain't none of that going on over here, you feel me? Now, this is how I look at it as well, being a father, you feel me, having small children, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am concerned about some of the goofballs that, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, they go out and get these dogs and then their behavior escalates. You dig what I'm saying?
No, oh, absolutely.
I'm not accusing you of nothing, Brian, because I, you know, once again, bro, I don't know you that well. I just met you, and I'm just going off of your word. I'm going off of what you told me, you feel me? But my concern as a father, my children, they never see my dogs, and they never will, you feel me? Because they're too young to, like, process something like that. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I don't need them going to their mama talking about daddy got a big-ass woman, big-ass woman, big-ass Barbie doll in this house. You feel me? But my concern would be for those goofballs that do have these smaller dolls, and their intentions are to escalate their behaviors and their activities. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make guys that are legitimately look at their dolls as daughters, that's going to make y'all look bad. You feel me?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. They like to pervert what we do and make it seem worse than it really is, or if it's even bad at all. So, yeah, no, I get exactly what you mean. No, I'm feeling you, man.
Because it's already bad enough, you feel me? Like, I got a regular-sized dog, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it's already people in other communities talking trash about us, just regular dudes that own even fucking, you feel me, 160, 150, 100 whatever dogs, you know what I'm saying? Talking about we're misogynists, we hate women, and we intend to go out and abuse women, and this and that. and of course is ridiculous, but that's why me and General got the Dogs of Mankind circle. That's why we got that page popping on Instagram, you feel me? Because we're trying to set a different standard and direct the narrative, you know what I'm saying? We regular dudes. You know,
right,
regular
right.
lives.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? No, I feel you, so, man. I feel you.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to pop on and voice that little thing. I'm about to get up off here because I don't know. I can't keep being out here yelling in front of the funeral home.
No, I hear you. No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
But so, I catch you guys. I'm going to still be in the stream, though.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Cam.
Yep.
Congrats on that 100.
Yep. Thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
See you on the flip.
Yep. All righty. Cool. That's awesome. That's cool to hear him say that. No, he is correct. He is absolutely correct. I mean, like, there's two arguments to be made. There's the argument of, A, there is nothing as a ghost here in our thing said here. Like, you know, there's really nothing wrong because it is just a doll. But then there's the perceptive issues. And the perceptive issues, like he was just saying with you, you know, if these dolls kind of fill this gap in like a, you know, you never had kids, you really need, you know what I'm saying? That type of, you know, nothing wrong with that either, you know? The reality of all this comes down to the simple fact is there's nothing wrong with any of this shit. But they want to turn it into something malicious, and it's not, you know what I mean? I'm real quick just to say a few quick little things about it. I people make us perfect, you know. I understand not everyone's a pervert, but the first thing first is I am a pervert, but I love being a pervert. I'm not that, like, you know, all like the modern perverts they try to portray. I'm not like some rapist. No, I just like tits. I find the female form attractive, and I'm not one that's gonna fucking deny that, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with having something beautiful that's shapely or, you know, whatever, cute or whatever, you know, whatever you're into around. It doesn't make you like, I mean, I guess you could be like, in my case, I guess I am kind of a pervert. That's just, I like watch porn. But the point I'm getting at here is that there's nothing wrong with that. They take everything. Oh, he likes women and thinks the human body form or whatever you want to call it is hot and attractive. He's a pervert, right? Nothing wrong with finding anything attractive as long as it's not a real 8-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying here? That's where it goes too far. I've like, despite what I say about the defending of the small dolls, I would kill a pedophile. They're disgusting human beings. If you'll hurt a child, you're fucked in the head.
Quite a few doll owners that agree with you.
Absolutely.
One thing for have a child doll. There's another thing to hurt another human being and destroy them for the rest of their life.
Right. Exactly. And that's my point.
Yes, I have too many firsthand traumatic old, you know, stories and connections to on all sides of it, losing a child, your child, you know, getting killed in a car crash and sneaking out the house, you know, at 14. And, you know, another fella I went to high school with, you know, he was raped by his Boy Scout leader at 12. And 20 years later, you know, it destroyed him. And 20 years later, he wound up murdering the guy. And I thought he shot him. He actually cut him into little bitty pieces.
Oh, yeah. You told me.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty brutal.
You told me.
And, you know, he's over it now. But, you know, these traumatic things, these are terrible things. And, you know, for me, I'm pretty analytical. And my psychology was, you know, when I fell into the doll world, I was like, holy cow, these things are amazing. And like I say, the brain just splits. It just, the left and the right just stop talking. And, yeah, when I got Hayden, I was like, wow, there's some issue I must have had as a before my parents got divorced that, you know, shifted my whole world. And suddenly I was able to reconnect with that. And, in, you know, the emotional trauma, I was able to deal with it and work through it. And I don't use her that way. She's my companion. She's my buddy. She's a lot of fun. And, you know, the part of my personality that kind of works through her helps to heal me. And I mean, I don't know, psychiatrists go back and forth. You know, a person could have a young doll to keep them from having those tendencies. A person could have a young doll that could make them worse. The arguments, you know, are seven ways from Sunday, but I know for me, you know, she's just helps me and she keeps me company, and I'm not, so, you know, I was lonely. I don't have a lot of friends, and it's, you know, no other reason, but, yeah, I don't want to get into that too much, but.
Right. But I'm feeling.
Yeah. The dolls have been a very, very good thing for me. You know, I got into the clothes. I started getting, like everybody does, you start spending more money on clothes than the dolls, and the photography I used to do came back, and I've only been using my phone, but I'm, you know, the stuff you can do with these new phones is amazing.
Absolutely.
So, and you guys have really taught me about it, a lot about the streaming, the software, the online community. You've introduced me to other people that have the same feelings. Never knew existed. I didn't know Fenberry fell into this thing, at random too. And I met a guy who also bought a doll from the same company as I did back in May. And the dolls basically saved his life. He probably would have hung himself months ago if it wasn't for the dolls.
Oh. Yeah, well,
totally traumatized by relationships. So.
Yeah. See, that's one of those stories I also like to hear. Because, there's a lot of, lonely people out there. And, again, and this is an example of what I'm talking about. If having a doll helps him, as long as it's something, how do you say this? As long as he's genuinely not crazy. Like, I don't believe, for example, Brian, are crazy. You're just using the dolls as an outlet to get, your emotions and feelings out through them by giving them personality, which is great. But as long as everybody's healthy and they're using the dolls in a healthy way and they're not going batshit insane and actually having Bates conversations, Norman Bates conversations, from Psycho, I think with his dead mother, I think everything's fine. And the fact that somebody out there would want to take that away from a person, great. I was just saying, it pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah, that's a good subject because, unrelated, but, I mentioned it the other day. I said, so-and-so had the right idea about the flat tax, this and that. And he said, oh, yeah, that's just well and good, but what about the next person who gets elected and says, oh, let's raise it from 15 to 18. Let's raise it from 18 to 23. Let's raise it from 23 to 30. And so where does it stop? It always starts with one little thing. They cut off your toe, and they start working their way up, cutting off your leg, cutting off your other leg, taking this away, taking that away, and before you know it, we're living in a fascist society, which, unfortunately, I feel like we're almost there.
Oh, yeah, no, we're closer than we've ever been, but that's, let's not get too down that rabbit hole.
We're lucky. Look, I am so glad the dolls are still legal, especially where I live. I feel bad for you in Kentucky. You can't have that 120, 28, Hayden size.
Well, actually, the worst part of it actually isn't that even though that it's just wheelchair Chan. And yeah, wheelchair Chan is probably meant to be a 14-year-old girl, but she's just so cute.
Doesn't look it.
Yeah. I'm going to take that as a generous offering. Anyway, moral of the story is that she looks cute.
I've seen 24-year-olds that look just as cute.
right. Well, that's fine. I'm just being serious, though. She's a cutie. And, it's like one of those dolls you see. Similar to Yui when I saw her. I just saw that face, and I'm like, oh. It's just, it's a face you can fall in love with. Just adorable and cute. And
When I was doing Hayden's wig, I'm like, she really does have a little baby face. She looks like a little baby doll without her hair. But when I put her hair on her, yeah, she looks like about, the age where, I was definitely traumatized. I had a sixth grade teacher, boy. She was a piece of work.
Hell yeah.
You just can't cut the mustard. Just mean, just nasty.
Mm. Right.
And, my parents are throwing pots and pans at each other every night when I get home. And, you're 10, 11, 12, and you don't know what the hell's going on.
Right, yeah. Now, that's...
You wake up at in the middle of the night to hear them screaming at each other. And, it was traumatizing. And I didn't realize how traumatizing it was till many, many years later.
Right. Well, real quick here, although I do appreciate you giving me a little... Because I know a lot of people out here probably haven't actually heard a lot of this.
You don't mind. Give me my thoughts.
Yeah. But I do want to keep this somewhere on more line and topic. So just continue a thing. I'm going to sum a quick thought I was having earlier. But so basically, the point with the dolls and the child, back when Kentucky, since you brought it up, with the Kentucky thing being illegal here, the smaller dolls, is that there was a church advocate group actually advocating against the law. And the reason why was they said it actually devalues the real rights of real children because the doll is just a doll. And I just want to say it's ironic, right? A church group advocating for childlike dolls. But their arguments was 100% sound. It does devalue a real child if you're going to give the rights of children to a fucking, no offense to them, pieces of plastic with metal fucking, Yeah, it was just something I wanted to point out. It was kind of ironic. But
I wouldn't feel the same way if my doll was, the shape like a sheep or something.
Oh, don't get me started on that fucking doll. All right. Anyway, let me read the comments here because I just kind of want this. I think we're at 40 something minutes. I don't want it to go too super long. I just wanted it to be a nice little come together, celebrate. We got to the 100 subs. Just wanted you guys, like always, it's about appreciation to both the people out there listening and to obviously the panel members who join me each week because I appreciate it. I know everyone's got their own stuff going on and back you guys can make the time for it. It means a lot. And I was going to say church is our corrupt. I agree, but that's why I just thought it was ironic that they were out there fucking defending the small doll. But again, like I said, I also agree with their point. They made a valid point, but that's neither here nor there. Fuck churches. I agree, though. But anyway, I want to just go through the comments we have left here, and then I want to get everybody's final words in, and then I want to ask the audience out there who's listening, at least the ones that are out there. I think we only got 12, 13 people there watching, but I would just want to know what you guys want to see on this channel. Do you want to see more doll pictures? Like, I mean, because we can't really do a lot of the nudity as much anymore because of the way YouTube's been with the censorship. But I mean, you know, do you want to see more like doll pictures from the panel? Do you want more articles? Do you want us to go over more brands? Do you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to know out there what people want us to do. There's also some what stuff. What were we going to say?
Sorry, what kind of feedback did we get on the doll maintenance show last week? That was very informative.
Yeah, a lot of people said it was very informative and good stream. And then Brandon Anderson didn't like when I roasted his ass at the very end of it, but oh well. But no. It's all good, though. So, but yeah, just everybody out there, like, just curious where we're steering the ship. Because, I mean, I don't, like, we got a couple things in the work. I want to try doing some YouTube shorts and, Finberry, hopefully sooner than later here, we'll get a setup for gaming because, like, you know, I know some people out there like gaming and stuff, so that'd be pretty cool. And then, you know, just some different stuff, maybe a secondary show, focus more on Finberry's doll since, I mean, he does have a lot and he does a lot of stuff with comics and little story times and, you know, so just, yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. Just we're going to be working on some stuff. I want to expand our repertoire as we get, you know, as we start our goal towards 1,000. But yes. Anyway, let me go ahead and read these comments here, and then we will probably end the stream. Like I said, we've been ranting and raving forever here, so let's go up right here. Excuse me. All right, so Sing Agency gives us a clinging champagne glass. Hell yeah, thank you. And thanks, Ben. Thanks again, fellows. I wanted to be a cartoonist / comic creator as a kid. Dolls have fully opened that up to me. That was Finberry to Jassy, and 100% from Melody Muse. Sing Agency Captain needs some drink. When we're talking about this, I get a little nervous because it's like, yeah, YouTube's going to shut us down any second because we're not really supposed to be going on some of this talk here, but I feel like it's relevant to what we're talking about. There is reasons why these laws are getting put into place, and I don't approve of them. Because like I said, I'm like, I don't want to say libertarian because that makes me sound gay. But I mean, I just don't believe in laws. Like, you know, obviously don't murder people because that's bad. Like, you know, I feel like there's just some of this there's just certain intrinsic lines you obviously don't cross. But when they get down to the point where they're telling you how to wipe your ass, it's too much. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, I fucking live here. I have a job. I work. I fucking just want to come home. And like, I'm far short from some pretty illegal, fucked up shit. I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want to do in my fucking home. You know, if I want my dolls, that's my fucking, you know. Yeah, you guys know what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's what upset me about Discord is these policies that a lot of these platforms have about, well, we don't want hate speech and we don't want this and we don't want that. So they're basically limiting what you're allowed to talk about or not allowed to talk about. And I was like, well, what is this, Russia? What happened to the freedom of speech, which really stems from the freedom of religion? And I said, well, okay, we'll just start all religion and then everything will be fine.
It's true. We'll even get the tax write-offs. But yeah, anyway, I was just saying, but yeah, we should talk about this stuff makes me nervous. I don't want to lose the channel. I like to keep it mostly on the dolls. But like I said, when we bring up the small doll stuff and these like creeper act things.
It is about the dolls. Yeah, because the dolls, you know, they have a purpose. I believe they have more than just a purpose of sexual gratification. I think, and I've read more than one article where it says, you know, after a few months, even a psychiatrist was telling the guy, you know, take some pictures. And the guy's like, why? I'm not interested. He goes, trust me, in a few months. Sure enough, within a few months, the guy was buying clothes, taking pictures. It was more of a companion, more of his friend, more of his company, and not so much just a sexual object.
Yep.
So they do become more to us than that.
No, absolutely. Like, yeah, no, like I've said, I won't go in exact details because, like I said, I mean, no offense what I said, I'm just one of those old school kind of men where I like to keep the emotions in. But trust me, these dolls have done things to me and for me that I like. There was things that happened that I didn't even know were capable. like, you know, emotionally speaking. Like, I didn't know a dog could get that type of emotion out of you. So, like, I feel you guys. I feel you. Like, I might be a lunatical jackass on the internet, but I mean, I'm here for you. I understand. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, we need you, man.
Yeah. So anyway, real quick here. So yeah, I agree with Melody Muse there. Hit that like button if you haven't already. And then, yep, they're literally predators. They prey on those weaker than them. Same story for rapist and abuser. Absolutely. Like I said, and I don't approve of that shit. But like I've also said before, if a predator, for whatever reason, said, hey, I'm going to get a small doll and I'm never going to abuse the real thing, I wouldn't exactly say that's a bad thing. Problem is, I think most actual predators, actual abusers, actual fucking rapists and, you know, pedos and shit, the doll ain't enough for them. Because there really is like a true psychological twisted thing going on where they're getting pleasure out of the pain and suffering and shit. So I don't know. The real doll owners probably aren't really close to them, and they're probably not real close to doll owners, if that makes sense. But yeah, that might just say hell yeah to the hit that like button. And then let's see here. Neza and Nick, the Albanian doll guru, says, the thing with these childlike dolls is it gives those an outside room to, or it gives those on the outside room to weaponize all of their accusations towards the whole. Yes, I agree. But that's also why I feel it's very important to stand up for this shit and, you know, put our foot down. Like I always say, you got to start here, because otherwise it's going to always end over here. Like I just always tell people out there, I know not everyone's into the small dolls, but just remember multiple things. One, they're just dolls. And if, again, like I said, if we don't stand up for them, they're going to, like, I don't know how else to describe it. Maybe I'm like not articulating my words right here, but I guess what I'm trying to basically say is simply that, you know, all dolls matter. Let's just say it, all dolls matter, you know, whether it be the small dolls or it be the big dolls, you know, people just need to have the dolls. And if you let them talk shit about the small dolls, next thing you know it, like I've always said, it's that weird shit I've been seeing in the UK with these seizures where all of a sudden 158 centimeter with big tits is considered childlike. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how else to describe it. And it's like, when you see that, it makes you realize a lot of these people out here, you know, they're like, yeah, fuck the small dolls. But you know, your doll will eventually be considered a small doll by the standard in which they go by. I you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm probably not articulating this right, but I'm just trying to say that we got to, you know what I mean? We got to get all the dolls, put them in a barrel of sorts and protect them. You know what I'm saying?
They start with the small dolls and then they move their way up to all dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anything that even remotely resembles a human being.
That's right. Especially that sheep.
Even forest fires start as a small ember.
Yeah, right. But no, that's all. I just feel like I want to make sure I'm getting this clear here. It's like, I'm not supporting the, you know, the actual abusers or the actual people hurting. Fuck that. Like I said, you know, I was very happy when that one kid from Kenosha killed two pedophiles in one night by accident because they were out there mugging. Because that's probably what pedophiles do on their off time. They burn cities down. So fuck them. I'm just saying here that I feel like people, like, you know, I know a lot of people, like, example, Brian here, he's got little Hayden, or like, you know, even Kazumi with his dolls. Like, I don't see an issue with these people. I talk to these people on a, you know, talk to these people quite a lot. And, you know, they don't set off any alarms. And I have talked to people that, trust me, have set off fucking alarms like a motherfucker. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't feel like whatever they're doing with these dolls is, like Brian's kind of saying, you know, or like I think even Cam was saying it, is that it's not malicious. It's whatever reason it is. It might look a little weird from the outside looking in, but it's not malicious on the inside. You know what I'm saying? And we just need to get over these fucking humps. We need to stop attacking the small doll owners. We need to stop attacking the small dolls. And we need to, like I always say, build a better, positive community.
And like a lot of communities, I think it's self-policing, because you'll have guys like me, myself, Cam, and Kazumi and stuff. You know, these guys will come along trying to talk about how they use their small dolls, the wrong way. And you know, we'll stand up and say, hey, man, that ain't right. You know, we don't do that. And it's not condoned, and we don't appreciate it.
Right, right. Real quick, let me get through these. So, like I said, because we're almost to an hour now after I said I want to end this at an hour. So let's get this. But I just feel like that's the topic. Like, here, we're all about all dolls. If you read our little thing at the bottom that's probably actually being covered up by these comments, the idea is that we all stand together under one flag. all dolls, all for one, one for all type of thing. That's the whole pirate motif, right? We're in this shit together because we're all getting branded criminals in the end. So, you know, might as well be in this shit together. So anyway, they keep moving the goalposts. Absolutely. What's ironic is the feminists have proven through action that they are more dangerous than doll owners who've done literally nothing to anyone. All we do is chill out with each other. Absolutely. Absolutely. Churches are corrupt. Again, I agree. I just thought it was ironic that it was a fucking like Christian church standing up for doll rights in that one instance. But they did make a valid point. Like, if you really care about it, was the shit we talked about back when we covered that article about the prosecutor over in Canada or whatever, where this guy literally says, well, I have a quota to fill. And these are easy targets. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, the guy's whole thing was like, yeah, doll came in and, you know, we were down on our numbers that month. So we're going to go ahead and choose it. We're going to call it. Cause it was a 148 DXE Lois, I think what the doll actually was, which is a little bit of a thinner, but I mean, it's 148 centimeters. It's a kind of thinner doll, but it has like, I think D cups. It's just a little bit thinner doll. So I could see where maybe you might get, but you know what I'm saying? No, but they even said, that prosecutor said his job ain't easy. So anything he can take to get his numbers up to look good. I mean, that's what it is. We are numbers. When they decide to come for you, if you're in Canada or in one of these other countries, remember, you are literally a statistic of a system horrifically corrupted. Well, I just want to remind people of. Anyway, brand reviews would be good. Hell fucking yeah. No, I love going over new brands like that Teiyu doll that's coming out. Originally Art Doll. Yeah, I was going to actually say real quick, because we'll go ahead and give Ricky a little plug here. Because Ricky is... actually getting those in for in stock. So if you're actually interested, there will be in stock KU doll starting at the end of the month, or I'm sorry, the beginning of next month. I guess what I mean is like here at a couple, basically end of this week. So, you know, that's I thought was pretty cool. Anyway, then, first, last rejected master, where the hell's Kazumi? He's supposed to take care of this. Anyway, jokingly. All right. Anyway, more slice of life dolls, daily stories. Hell yeah. See, Finberry's got you covered there. In fact, you know, it's been a while since we did a story time. Hopefully we'll get back to this.
Should do a story time shortly.
Yeah, yeah. No, those are great. I love all that. Like I said, Finn Berry is amazing. This man is inspirational. I'm so happy he came on so early. Like, I remember I now... Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. He's inspiring everybody. It's great. But I remember with Finn Berry, I announced I was going to do this show, and, like, he messaged me saying I wanted to be a part of it. So it's been... I'm so happy I've had him here. It's been a great first mate, literally. Anyway.
Great captain.
Hell yeah. Anyway, let's see here. So doll guru, be cool if you showed some pictures from doll owners like me. Hell yeah. Well, if you want, always feel free. I just don't like to take people's pictures without permission. You know what I mean? Like, if you send them to me or you say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'll happily show them. I just don't like to go on Ricky's Discord or anything and just take random pictures without. You know what I mean? It's just more out of respect to you guys. Anyway, Nick, I spoke on that 100%. Yep. Anyway, thanks, Melody. And then, yep. I guess I don't know what that hand sign. I do it a lot too, but it's like I always thought it was supposed to be like jazz hands. I'm just gonna pretend it's jazz hands, but hell yeah. The more corrupt the state, the more numerous the laws. Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Discalled alternative. What's that called? Gilded. I think it's just called gilded.gg is a new Discord alternative. I haven't gone on there yet. So, yeah. I mean,
have you been invited, Finn?
Have you been on the new gilded.gg?
Briefly, yes.
Oh, okay. I know Zoomy's moved over there. A couple other people have all kind of set their backups up over there. So. I haven't moved over there yet. I still have faith in it's like I know where a lot of people are coming from with this Discord shit, but when I read that terms of service, as long as we're a little bit more friendly to the gays, I think we're fine. Because that seemed to be the biggest thing to change. They basically added a bunch of new hate speech words and stuff that almost all had to do with the gays and whatnot. So I don't know.
So only people that are happy.
Yes. Also. Fuck you, Eddie. Anyway.
Wild Eddie appears.
I know, right? Yep. And then I agree with Jassy here. Start a doll religion. And again, like I said, I don't know what first, again, first, last, man. You can't be doing this shit. This is why Kazumi was going to ban your ass. You can't be like clogging up my fucking chat pool here and then delete every single fucking message.
Didn't you try to start a religion around the Fonz like 15 years ago?
Yeah, I stole that idea from fucking Family Guy. Yeah.
I saw a comment that said the Church of Dolls with our pastor, Captain Nightmare.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, that's good tax incentive. I mean, good way to get around the law.
501.
Oh, yeah, again. Definitely.
Yep. Read from the Book of Piper. Hell yeah. Actually, we briefly did read from the Book of Piper on our last stream. It's like, anyway, so anyway, how many of you guys were under investigation for other shit they were doing though? Or how many of those guys were under? Again, this is where if First Last hadn't fucking deleted his message, might have a damn clue what he said. But thanks, First Last. Same thing with you. I think that's Vifu Patty off of the Discord. I don't know how to actually say your real name because I can't read English. I don't know what you're expecting from German. Anyway, so Doll Guru said, yeah, I get it. You throw a pebble in the water and the ripples keep going on. Hell yeah, they do. Yep. Let's see here. What's he say here? Worst is the foot they're already having in the door with the first law in the first place. We have the first part to enchain us. Oh, enchain us, yeah. Well, that's what I've always said. You know, we got to protect that first layer. Like I said, the easiest target in all the doll shit is the small dolls. We got to, like, you know what I mean? Again, not protect the actual... Again, this seems to be this idea that the guys are predators, and I don't think they all are predators. In fact, like I said, the people I've met that seem to be concerning in this context seem to be the ones that the dolls don't work out for them. Honestly speaking, like a lot of these ones that I've talked to, they seem the ones that leave the community after maybe about 5-6 months. They realize the doll stuff ain't for them. Those guys, especially specifically one very specific one, I won't mention his name, but people are familiar with the show probably know who I'm talking about. That guy, for example, is an absolute monster. And the doll didn't work for him because the doll doesn't give him ultimately what he wants.
Cowgirl?
God damn it, Yannick. But yeah, no, I was referring to the pain. I will read a quote. And the quote was literally something to the effect of, what did he say? It was something literally to the effect of, like, the tears in the eyes are what gets him off. Like, let's just say that. It was horrific. This person, somebody from the former doll communityist, communer. I don't know what you would phrase that as. Somebody from the doll community that's no longer in the doll community because the dolls didn't work out.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they get off on that fear and pain, and I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I told you what's going to happen to him 20 years later. That kid's going to come back and blow his head off.
Yeah, got that right. Rightfully so. But anyway, let's finish this up here. We're going longer than I originally wanted. So anyway. People will always shut down what they A, don't understand, B, what makes them feel aroused, but they don't want to admit it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Projection's a horrifical thing. It's the same with I swear that has to say homophobia. Okay, sorry. My brain almost is philia, homophilia.
Homophilia.
Yeah, but that's not really. That's just I'm just losing my damn mind. Anyway, people will shut that. Yeah, that's true. No, that's called projection, right? It's like you ever notice all these. Look no further than Hollywood. Oh, we are all about helping children, protecting children. We want to save children. All this shit, and every one of them, almost every one of them, universally proven to be a fucking pedophile. Look no further than fucking Steven Spielberg. Go down that rabbit hole. Go learn about Pedowood and Steven Spielberg and all the shit he did to those poor fucking kids. Go look up all those, what was the kid's name? Colin Farrell or whatever. Go look up those fucking goddamn fucking interviews. And then right afterwards, he told everyone about all the shit these directors did to him, these producers, and how everyone was okay with it. And then they all said, oh, nah, he's lying. He's crazy. He's a drug addict. How could you ever trust him? But he's a drug addict because they did nothing but rape and use him for years when he was a fucking child star to the point where his brain doesn't function anymore. Now, fuck. But those are the people that turn around and say, we want to protect children. But they're all fucking pedophiles. every single fucking one of them. Anyway, Dolls Unite Us, absolutely. Are we all gun or are all gun owners murderers? Absolutely not. I'm a predator towards trolls on Instagram. Hell yeah. That's okay. There is some things that need to be preyed on. Like that dinosaur needs to prey on these poor, cute little dolls. Now, actually, real quick, I don't know if I read this message from way, way earlier. Somebody, I don't know if you saw it, but somebody said, make sure you don't tell Bruno about what happened 65 million years ago.
No, I'll make sure he's quite left in the dark.
Yeah. Those children protectors are also pro-abortion. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's all hypocrisy. Once you understand humans are nothing but hypocrisy, right? They're creatures that fear their own existence. Once you realize these types of things, you'll come to understand what the issue is. Let me see if I can find it. I swear I brought it up on screen. Sounds wonderful.
If you'd like to bring up a sore subject, I mean, look at the pillars of the community known as Catholic priests.
Yes, don't get me started on the fucking Catholic. Oh, okay. There we go. This is one I forgot. Okay, I was just making sure I got all the messages. But yeah, it's like every time I question whether having a doll is worth it, I think about all the money I saved by not having a RL girlfriend. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's Catholic priests are an issue. I won't go into it, but that's a big thing over here in Kentucky because, you know, we have a huge Catholic, like, you know, presence and stuff in the community. And yeah, it's really fucked to see people turn certain blind eyes, if you know what I'm saying. It's really fucked. There's a lot of blind eyes that get turned in that shit. But nobody questions it. They still show up and they give their, what do they call that, where you give 10% or whatever of your income to these churches. Yeah, they all still show up. They still pay their fees like good little Christians, and they don't ask too many questions.
That's why I stopped going years ago.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, for real though, it's fucked. Anyway, I think we're caught up on messages, and yeah, so I just real quick go through the panel here. It's a community, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything with the words community, although I'm going to say this, and I don't mean the doll community, obviously, but like the Christian community or the Catholic community, there's an insulated, like, it's kind of like this. So let's say, hypothetically, I'm going to throw you under the bus, Eddie. Let's say you were a horrifical monster, and I knew it, but I just kind of like hid it from everybody because I like you, because you're my friend and you're part of my community. You know, that's what's happening. These people in these churches, they know what those fucking priests are doing. They know what a lot of those fuckers are doing higher up. They just let it go because, well, he's part of our community. You know, it's kind of like these SJWs and how it's like, oh, they're all horrifical people. But since they preach our message, you know, we'll let it go until it's convenient to eat them.
Yeah just like that one old, that one old song from, never mind my rambling. Just go on.
Okay, you forgot it. Okay, whatever. Anyway, but that's the point. I'm just going to go person to person here. Just, you know, if you want to give your introductions and, you know, just again, sum up. I didn't mean this to actually have a purpose or a point, but we've been discussing, I guess, yeah, the small dolls. If you just wanted to give a quick outro, just your thoughts, sum everything up, and we'll end the stream here. These guys want to go one by one, and we'll go through here.
Motorhead.
Yes.
Eat the rich.
Yes. Okay. Shut the fuck up, eh? Let Finberry talk.
All good. wanted to say a big thank you to all of our regular viewers, those who have come by. This is the first stream. Welcome. Keep liking and sharing. I think it's a great thing to do. We're a great panel of like-minded people. And it's great to be able to share this wonderful world that we've stumbled into with everyone else in the world. Showing people what we do, giving advice to people who are new, who are interested. It's great to be able to be a part of it each week. Thank you for having me on Nightmare as well. And thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jelinek. Yep. Thank you, Eddie, as well, for your presence. It's wonderful to catch up with my friends and share these lovely ladies and their many adventures, and all the other fun things that happen in my house, which other people probably wouldn't believe if they got to see. But
I know, it's wild adventures.
Do you get up to anime shenanigans over there?
I do. As far as other people go, there's a once per year congregation, like a conference that people get together for every year, but it's been cancelled since COVID happened. It's relatively okay. I met Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, which was fantastic. I'm really, really happy. It was a
nice
lifelong goal ticked off because I'm a huge Nintendo fan.
I was about to joke and say, you met Chris Pratt? Hell yeah. Well, that was just a joke. No, I'm just you know, because of the whole... Anyway, sorry. Go on.
But no, otherwise, the community here is pretty small. There's one other person that I know who is from New Zealand who is interested in dolls and has now since left and done other things. So it's just vicariously living through my many adventures that I put up on online. But it's been great to share with friends.
Hell yeah.
These things build on themselves. Great that I can inspire everyone else, and all of you inspire me to do even more. So it's wonderful to be a part of this.
Hell yeah. And again, as I've said, I mean, I appreciate not just you, Finbear. I appreciate anyone and everyone who comes on here and contributes. Like you said, a community. Not a community, but a actual community. You know, like-minded people who want to come together and share a passion. Like the passion for that fucking ass. Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Spoken!
Oh, your thing kind of went out of frame a little bit there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so that's it. Again, genuinely appreciate that. Let me go ahead. We'll get Brian's thoughts real quick, and we'll just kind of, like I said, go quickly through here. I mean, you know, say what you got to say, but I mean, you know, kind of keep it brief.
Sometimes we have to cover her eyes. I want to thank you guys for bringing me into the Discord. Fenberry, all your help and Captain Nightmare's help and the whole doll community. It's been really great finding the like-minded people. And I guess, you know, thanks for all the subscribers. Like I say, I'm kind of new to the stream, but I would just say anybody that's curious about the dolls, you know, you're not weird. It's okay. Give it a shot. You probably like it.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
I just want to thank you guys for your support and, you know, Cam. And
real quick, I just want to say, let me see what he's doing here. I mean, you can keep talking. I just want to put him on the screen so I can see what he's showing.
Showing off his
anime wall. Okay, cool. That's cool. Like, you know, I understand when I call you a weeaboo, Finbear, it's a term of endearment. I promise you. I promise.
I completely trust that.
Nah. Nice. You cool. Like, cool. I mean, well, that's the misconception. I actually have nothing against the anime. I just don't understand a lot of it. Like, you know, the obsession, but you know, obviously I'm a little bit older than you, so might be a young person thing, and that's completely fine. But I appreciate titties. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate titties. And anime is filled with titties along with dolls. But anyway, I didn't mean to completely derail you there, Brian. But
oh, that's okay.
Obviously, he's put this on the screen, and I mean, like, honestly, who am I to? If Finbury's got something to show, he got to cover his eyes.
Dear child, yeah. My dear child.
Yeah, boy. Well, why Finbury just keeps showing us what he's showing here, I will just go ahead and throw all these comments on the screen, and then Yellowneck and Eddie, if you have any quick words, get them out so we can end this.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. Oh, we don't even get a so we're not even allowed to use goodnight degenerates. That's
no, I'm just fine. All I'm gonna say is what you already said, but since you already said it, what's the point?
I don't know why we have to have copyright issues over goodnight incels, but whatever. Oh, his thing just got good.
Anyways, goodnight, you degenerates.
There we go. That's what I like to
hear. Yeah, that works.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, the most recent shit with the Hillsong Church. Anyways, go ahead, wrap up. Yep, we're going to wrap this up. Yep, the live stream tomorrow, 8:45. That's our normal show. This was just something I wanted to do, so we didn't have to put all of this into that episode, so we can have two maybe remotely listenable episodes. Anyway, good night. Congratulations, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Salute, fellas. Melody says, bye-bye. Hell yeah. Soylent Green is people. Jassy, Soylent Green is not people. It's ground-up dead flesh. They ceased to be people long ago. Anyway, good night. And then, yeah, boy, congratulations. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good night, guys and dolls. Thanks for all you do for the waifu-laifu. Thank you. Giggity. Giggity. Oh, yeah. I still got to get the giggity button, Jassy. I will get that on here. I just cleared up my Stream Deck thing so I could have more space for memes. And then, yeah. And then, boing. Yeah, hell yeah. Actually, we'll end out with another. Yeah. Actually, you know what I think we're going to go out on is actually we're going to go off on a quad life. So before I push this button, I just want to say goodbye, everybody. And see you tomorrow. But here we go. We're going to go out on this.